Rabbi Yossi within the sheet of Chiya Bar Rav. Chiya Bar Rav. Yeah. Okay. Chiya Bar Rav said, "Lefi Rabbi Yossi, Megalim Loves Hakol, Mamad Begadar Megalim Loves Hakol, means Dmei Kan Bezol, not the Hotzal, it's not the expenses Kli Mashigadar, but rather Dmei Kan Bezol." And then the Gemara wants to know, according to that, what would Shitas Tanakama be? What's the Machokas? So initially the Gemara said, Machokas is the Tanakama says you only have to pay the Shir Vagar Natira. And the Rabbi Yossi is the one who says you pay to make Kana Bezol. Now within Shitas Chiya Bar Rav, they pay to make Kana Bezol. We said yesterday, Tosus learns Pshat that fundamentally the Taina of the Nikif is, I don't need a Gidur at all. So you don't have any agreement, an ichusa on the part of the Nikif, except to the extent that you can extract an ichusa. You can assume that he would be implicitly agreeing. And that's where the Anan Sahadi comes in to upgrade it to Dmei Kanin, because a person who can get a fence of Dmei Kanin Bezol, he would pay for that. But fundamentally, what you have is the taina that I don't need you to give me any hana. It is hana, but I don't need it from you, and that's the reason why you're going to be putter from paying according to the hotzos of what the person laid out. This is Shitas Chiya Bar Rav, and according to the Tanakama, right, so he doesn't have this Anan Sahadi of Dmei Kanim, he just assumes therefore you pay Agar Natira. Now we have the Tosfos that followed. Okay, so we read this also, Shni or Shlishis Lo, this is the next Akimta. So what did Mar say after that? That really the Nafkamina will be the following. According to the Tanakama, you will only have to pay, if the Makif now goes and does the fourth wall, he'll have to pay for the fourth wall, but not for the previous walls. If Yossi says, Es HaKol, again, only Dmei Kanim we're going now, but he'll have to pay for the first three walls as well. So exactly why is that? Why don't you pay for the first three walls, and why do you pay for the fourth, according to the Tanakama, if the Makif goes with the fourth wall? So Shitas Rashi, which we have to come back to at some point with the Baal Amor, that is the Indian of Kamdina, Hardudina, the Sugin in Yavamis, and that's where it's about. Kfar Yatza, Mibez Din Zakai, Tosis has in the Haggah a question on Rashi. We gave the Yishuv yesterday, the Rashash, and that was one part of Tosis. Meanwhile, we had Tosis Om Pshat. Tosis Pshat was that we can, that the reason why you putter from the first three walls is why? The same Svar and Masha says as we had before. Tosus explains before what's the shita of Chiya Bar Rav to begin with. Why do you have to pay according to whatever was laid out? Because your taina is meaning I don't need a gidur. I can just pay a shomer. Okay, the only thing is Chiya Bar Rav or Rav Yossi in this case says you have to pay to make kana because of an ansahadi that people would pay this much for a cheap fence. Okay, so that may or may not be accepted, right? We don't have to necessarily assume everyone holds that way. So that's the reason why a putter from the first three for the first three based on the svar that we just said, Ludidi Sagili. Why do you pay for the fourth? Says Tosus, for that we'd have an implicit agreement. What would be a person wouldn't pay for the fourth wall if he with that he'd be getting the benefit of four walls. So that's the Engach Adam. There's nobody that would not want to pay for the fourth wall if he would get the benefit of four walls as a result. Therefore, you pay for the fourth. Okay, this is the pshat of Tosus in this second Ibayis Eim. Now, there's something in the Ramban that's worth mentioning. In the Muhammad, there's a lot of different parts of the Ramban, and we'll try to see different parts, but for now, just the very end of the Ramban. Another pshat in why you don't have to pay for the first three. Okay, in the Muhammad, in the back, on the Rif. And in my edition, it's a new paragraph. Others don't have it. New paragraph, you'd have to find it more carefully. The Chad Lishna, that's the last paragraph in the Oz Vahadar edition. You see it as a marked off. Otherwise, it's somewhere in the middle. It's toward the end of the piece of the Machamos. A lot of different things he has on the Sugya, and obviously he's going to argue in the Baal Amor, who's going to connect this issue of whether you pay for the Rishon HaShlishi, just come Dina or Hadar Dina. Says the Ramban, everyone see it? The Chad Lishna the Chiya Bar Rav, one Lashon in the Gemara, the Muki Pukta Berishon Shniyah Shlishis, the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi is whether you pay for the first three walls. Rav become Dina Vahad Dina Shaycha. So Ramban does not like the linking of this issue to the issue of Kamdina Hadadina, as the Balmar, for example, did the Ikvos Rashi. Rather, says the Ramban, another Pshat. Ella. So he comes now, the Ramban explains, what is the Pshat in the Tanakhama? Why are you putter for the first beast? Not based on Kamdina. Rather as follows. Tanakhama Savar. Kevan de Shalosh Shalosh Gada. This Makiv did three walls. And the Ramban says on around his, right? Or in the outer area. And the fourth side, which would be now the benefit of the Nikif, because we're assuming the Makif only has three fields, right? So now when he's going to do the fourth side, it's really only for the sake of the Nikif. When he's doing the three sides, it's actually for himself to afford protection. But there's still an open area as far as the Nikif is concerned. So now, when this person, the Makif, does three walls and leaves the fourth, Hiniach means he didn't do the fourth yet, right? He did three walls, three sides. Lava daita de mishani minei chavre avad mekara. So this guy, the Makif, is not doing it. He's not investing this money for the sake of this the Nikif getting benefit. V'lo aminas de lishko minei kum. It's not with the intention of being able to collect and get reimbursed from the Nikif. Because he's doing it for who? For whose sake? For his own sake. In such a situation, zen nene v'zechaser pater. In other words, it is zen nene v'zechaser. So in what respect you should say there's a claim of nene? No, you don't have a claim of nene. Because you're doing it for who? For yourself. Interesting svara. The zen nene v'zechaser pater. The achil mishum hana denafshe. What's achil? What's achil? He's Michael, he's forgiven. He's not coming, he's not thinking to make a claim against the guy. He's doing it because of himself. Therefore, what is it not analogous to? What's the root of the sugya for the Ramban? What's the anchor? What's the whole underlying mechanism? Yored, the sugya b'mitzvah kofalos. The Ramban uses that earlier in the Mechamos, and we saw in the Chiddushei Ramban as well. V'lo dami l'yored toch shochavero ubone. Because what makes that unique? The hasam adaita d'lishtalim avad. Knows when I'm doing it because I want to make a little bit, I want to make something back. I want to do it and get back from you my chutzos, or the shvach, the hananos. I'm mahana you with the das that I want to get you to pay me for it. So that's what is a claim of hana of yored. So I'm laying out money for the intention of getting back. So this is shitas tanakama. Why a pater for the first three? And why you chai for the fourth then, obviously? Because that's for him. That's not for you. You got feels on three sides. So when you do the fourth, that's clearly for him. But the first three, it's for you. So you have no basis to make a claim. That's not called Yored. It's totally different than Yored. What's Rav Yossi's shita? Rav Yossi argues and says, you pay what? For even the first three. Again, how much do you pay to make kanim? Because that's considered the benefit that it's all made for. That's the Ramban shita and what it is. We explain. But what do you pay for the first three? What about the svara? Rav Yossi savar, hainami lo machil midi. The fact that he made three walls and it's right now only benefiting him, not the other guy, does not show that he's really mochel, he's not really looking to get paid. We assume that this guy built the three walls, he's also thinking, what? I want to get reimbursed for the three. He doesn't have enough of a lamb, and he doesn't realize that it's not really considered hana yet. He wants to get paid, he thinks he's going to get his money back from the nikah for the three. He thinks that the guy has to appease him and give him back reimbursement from already now, from the three walls. When he sees that his guy's not he's not cooperating, he's not giving him, he realizes why, huh? Because it's not considered a benefit. So then he goes and does the fourth. And therefore, that's the issue here, and not what the Baal Mor said. And he compares it to Kamdina, Kvatafasti Rabbi Yevamis Ben Yezer, in terms of the issue Kamdina. So, what is the Ramban suggesting? A third pshat, a new pshat in the Gemara. That interesting machlokas. So, the yesod here is that the Tanakhama says you can't come with the claim of Nena like Yored in a case where it was three, and then you did the fourth, because for the three, you have done it for yourself. Let's speak something out here. It's another way to prove the yesod that we're bringing out in Yored. What exactly does it mean that I gave you hana? What does that mean? L'chaira, if you understand the hana is the bottom line hana that results from everything that happened after all the expenses were laid out. So like, L'maisa, after the fourth wall is made, so now, boom, he has hana from four walls. So what does it mean that because at the time that he made the three walls, he wasn't thinking to get reimbursed? What does that do with it? The machayiv of Yorid is the hana that results from the whole story. Right now, you have four walls, you have hana, and if the fourth wall was clearly with the intention, why do we care what the three walls were, what I laid out? It's the hana that comes at the end of the story. Isn't that enough to be machayiv you? What do you see from the Ramban? No. When it says, yimachuyiv for nena, what does that mean? That what it is that I gave you is, I gave you money, I invested in you, I invested for you. In other words, the money that was laid out that leads to hana, that's where the claim emanates from. Not from the fact that, practically speaking, there's hana that results from, at the end, you have to look and say, oh, you see hana here, now he has to pay for, he got hana. No. People walk in the street, they get hana from people's houses. That's not the basis for the yisod. The yisod is, I invested, I put out money. We said the svara, for example, within Rashi as well. If you remember, what was the Kamdina connection for Rashi? Why is it the Kamdina and the Dina? There was a psak, whether it's psak based in his potter. Here, there's nothing to talk about. It's a new issue, new din Torah. The answer is no, it's not a new din Torah. There was already a basis for a chiyuv when he laid out money for the first three, because the machayiv of Hanai is, I put money out for you. I put out money for you on your behalf. Says Rabban, l'das tanakama, you don't have to pay for the three. That money that I put out was not for you, that's for me. So that cannot bring a claim against you, according to Tanakama, to give me back. Because that money was laid out was for me, not for you. I'm mochel, I'm not looking to get back for you. Says Rabbi Yossi, not true. I was looking for you then too. I was doing it for me and for you. I just thought I could make a claim on that money before I did the fourth wall. I see I know, so I did do the fourth wall afterwards. But both in the Ramban here and the Rashi by the Kamdina, we see again that Nakuda, that the Mechayiv of Hana is not because there was Hana, Saf Kol Saf, and you have to pay me because you got Hana. So you have to pay me because I put out for you, I invested, I put out money for you, which resulted in Hana. So the Siba, the basis for the Chiyuv is the outlay. Says the Ramban, that's why the Tanakhama says you don't have to pay if my intention at the time is not to be assumed to be for you, it's for me. This is within the Ramban, another pshat in the Disi Boyas Ema. Yes, David.
If his intention was that he wants that...
He wants it for himself. He's not looking to get to do it for the other guy.
Yeah, no, but if his intention was for the other guy to pay, right, and he knows that if he puts four, if the market builds all four...
No, he thinks he'll get paid for three already. And he didn't think he'll have to do four. So
he thinks
that he'll, this is Rabbi Yossi, in other words. The Tanakama's yeah. Point is he's doing it for himself, so he can't come back now with the fourth one and claim that I did the three for you.
And I'll get. He was going to build the fourth originally, and that he was just thinking that there would
L'chaira, he only made three because that's the only thing that he needs for himself. But meanwhile, who got some benefit? Well, at the end of the day, when the fourth was built, who got benefit from the three as well? The Nikif. But the Makif's agenda, when he did the three, says the Ramban, it was only for himself. So he can now use that to go as a din yored to have him pay. Because you're doing it for yourself. Because it's not necessarily. You thought that you can get reimbursed for the three because you gave him something. It's just that it's still possible to come in the fourth side. But in your mind, listen, that's already preventing three sides of entry for animals. Okay, maybe you thought that's already something that I could try. That we view it as if you're doing it for him as well. So it is called yored. But again, I want to bring out that the machayiv of Yored is not the hana that results as a result of what I did for you. It's the investment. It's the laying out. David.
They're arguing about what a stam das is.
The basis for a claim of nena is that the person is providing the hana, the mahana, he has to have that he's laying out the money for the guy, just like a yored, I'm doing it, I'm investing, I'm putting money out on your field, putting trees in your field in order to get reimbursed.
So they're
not arguing that. Just no, so Rabbi Yossi doesn't be right. Right, how do you assess this person's das? Right, when a person has three walls, do you assume that he's doing it just for himself, and then there shouldn't be a claim of yored, of nana? Or do you say, no, he thought that he could get money for the three as well? Tosus di bar mascha b'Rabbi Yosi Sava. Next one. This is now the next ukimta. So now again, the Gemara is working with Chiya bar Rav, who holds that the hakol of Rabbi Yosi is to make kanan. And then the question becomes, so what did the Tanakhama hold? What would be the machokas? So until now we're assuming the machokas is how much you pay. Do you pay agar netira? Do you pay to make kanan? Do you pay for the first three walls as well, or only for the fourth wall? Now we have makif and nikif ika b'inayu. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi savar, im amad nikif begadar eseravias. So now let's see how Tosus understood. We had two Lishonos in the Gemara, which we, as we noted, it's not really two Lishonos in the Gemara, it's two Gersos of what the Gemara was saying. In other words, makif nikif b'inayu means one man da amar, one of these two Tanayim is mechayev, even by amad makif. And the other one says, no, amad makif is pater. Amad nikif, only amad nikif is chayev. When amad makif is pater, pashtus, it would mean completely, but that we'll see the hagantosis, that maybe even amad makif is chayev on one. That's what it comes back to. That in the Lashna Gemara, at least in the first time that it states it, it sounds like there's still a chayev for one by amad makif, but amad nikif is going to be everything. But we'll have to get to those details as well. But for now, two ways to learn makif nikif ikabenai. Either that the Tanakhama is saying Amad Nikiv Dafka, and Rabbi Yosi is adding to also say Amad Makiv is Chayiv. That's the Gaonim that Rabbi Yona quoted. That would mean Rabbi Yosi is Machmir, right? Adding to the Tanakhama Amad Makiv, not in course, but in terms of the case. The other way, and this is clearly what Rashi learned, and Rashi couldn't be otherwise because of the Girsa he had in the Mishnah, Amad Nikiv in the Mishnah, as we saw, is that here Rabbi Yosi comes out to be Lakula. So it's the Tanakhama saying, Bein Amad Nikif, Emad Makif. Rabbi Yosi says, only Amad Nikif. Let's see how Tosus learns it. Rabbi Yosi Savar im Amad Nikif, Egadar Servius, Afagad the Ad Hashta, Hoyim Machmir, Kidemash Malishta, the Megalgan of Sakol. So until now, we're assuming Rabbi Yosi is the Machmir, like the Russian, Megalgan of Sakol, he has to pay more. So it sounds like he's the Machmir. Lahach Lishna, Lo Havi Hachi. The Lashonim, Amad Mashma Nikif. Here we're not saying this. We're saying that Im Amad is Mashma only the Nikif. In other words, we're changing the way we thought. Until now we thought that Amad could go in the Makif as well. And now we're going Amad is going in the Nikif. So clearly, how's Tosus learning? Who's the one that's pattering by Amad Makif? Rabbi Yosi. And just, it comes out like Rashi, with one slight point of difference in terms of the gears. Because what did Tosus say? Did Tosus say the gears is Amad Nikif? No. Tosus says it's that we understand Amad going on the Nikif. In other words, whereas Rashi, there's no wiggle room at all. For Rashi, the gears was straightforward, Amad Nikif. So you could say it's who did Makif, but you can't tell me that the argument is to add Makif, you know, onto the Tanakhama. That makes no sense. He said Amad Nikif. So that's clearly not what's going on. But for Rashi, it's Amad Nikif was the Girsa. For Tosus, it's Amad, and what's changing now is Amad meaning the one who is the Nikif, he's Amad, and only then is Chayv. But Tosus is Alderach Rashi. So again, let's speak out for Tosus. What's the issue as far as Rabbi Yosi is concerned? Amad Makif Pater, for now assuming, we'll see the Hagah in a second, Pater completely, and Amad Nikif, only then is Chayv. Why is Amad Makif Pater? Now we're deep into the sugya now, so we can speak, right? We know intelligently, right? What's Amad Makif? What's the svara of Tosus? Why is Amad Makif Pater? That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, right? That's the Gemara in Bava Kama. Where Bava Kama is going, but that's Rabbi Yosi, Amad Nikif Dafka, Amad Makif Pater. But the disagri means I don't want... Okay, so that's as far as why... Why it's Amad Pater? But what? Why shouldn't he pay the Mekanin? Didn't Tosus say there was an Anan Sahadi until now? The Amad Makif, he should pay the Mekanin because of if he would find Kana Bezal, he would pay for it. So what happened to that? It's gone. We don't go with that. We don't accept it. There's no Anan Sahadi. Good. What about paying for the fourth wall because Engel Adam that wouldn't want to pay for four? What happened to that? We're assuming now you're not paying for anything. So what happened to that? We don't accept. That's not correct either. Now, right now the assumption is, Amad Makif, Pater Gamri, Pater for the Mekanim, and Pater from the fourth wall. Right. Okay. That's what you have here. That's what you have to say. And now I ask you the following. Okay, and Amad Nikif. What's different now? Amad Nikif. So the Gemara says, why it's different? Why is Amad Nikif different? Galidaita. So now you have his agreement. You have his agreement. See, clearly he wants it. He's happy with it. So then he has to pay. But Rabbo say, how much does he have to pay? With Chiyav Arav? How much is he paying? Mekanim. Oh, why? Why? He made stone, right? He made it a stone. Ah, good, good. So this is very good. You're holding. So this is what the Chita Mekubet says. And he actually says it. You see from Tozer Rosh. He mentions the throw with the Sagiri, and then he also says that's right. Tozer Rosh and Shita says, why did he do Avanim? Because he wanted to match. But what do you see? He wanted a Gidur. He wanted a Gidur. He did the fourth wall. He wanted to match. So he did Avanim. But he can't hide behind Sag B'tir Bezuz anymore. Once he's Megaladas, that he does the fourth wall, he can't hide behind the fact that he would manage with a show. But as far as what type of a wall, you don't see, you can't extract an implicit consent to anything more than Khan, more than even though he did Avanim. Why? Because Avanim is what matches what was. So you don't, in the Gili Das of the Nikif, you can't assume that he would be fine and agreed with. To the contrary, he's upset. You made it harder for me. I would have rather used Kanim, and then we would have matched with Kanim. Now I have to spend more of the fourth world to match the other ones. So says Tosfos Rashi. And now we understand where he was coming from. We used it a little bit with to help for Rashi, but this is the Kasha Ben Yonah and Rashi. This is the same point in Tosfos. He says, now what does he say? Why is he pater be makif? See, that already in Rashi you would have said differently. In Rashi we said over, no, the point is the value, okay, the value could be a value of kanan. But either way, this means I don't need anything. But nevertheless, because I can't make one machitza that's going to look different than the rest, aesthetically, or just doesn't match, or whatever it is. Jew made it harder for me. I have to spend extra money for Avanim, but really, he doesn't have to pay more than Kanim. This is within what? This is within the Shita of Chiyav Arav. Now let's just think for a second. Rav Huna, what does he hold? He holds you pay, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mashigadar. Now, the Sugya Bava Kama, Rabbi Yossi, that dovetails with this understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds, what's Ahmad? Ahmad Nikif only. Whereas Ahmad Makif is Pater. And the reason, says the Gemara, we did this sagi. But Ahmad Nikif is chayiv, how much? According to Rav Huna? Ashigada. And Pastor Sugyan Bava Kama, we don't have to make that dafka of Chiyav Arav. So now, what does that mean? What does that mean? Why do you have to pay Dmei Avanim, Gebil? Why? Isn't he just doing this to match? Where do you see that? Is any Gili Das for Avanim? What do you have to say for Rav Huna? Apparently, Rav Huna would say, but that's Rabbi Yossi, that the Gili Das of Amad Nikif is viewed as the Gili Das of the wall he made. Even though you could say, push back and say, no, maybe he only made Avanim because the other three are Avanim. No. We don't buy that. In other words, it comes out, this Tosfos Rashi Svara for Rabbi Yossi, that Amad Nikif only gives you enough information to be able to extract the Gili Das of an Akosh of Kanim. Because the fact that he made Avanim is just maybe because he wants to match it. That's all Chiyav Arav. If I were to plug in this Pshat Rav Yossi to Rav Huna, and for all I know, the Gemara Bava Kama is not necessarily Chiyav Arav with Rav Huna. And the Gemara also is assuming Bidas Rav Yossi like this. The Gemara is here saying it for Chiyav Arav because Gemara wants to find a Nafkamina, Tanakama, and Rav Yossi for Chiyav Arav. So the Gemara says it here within Chiyav Arav. But in theory, this reading of Rav Yossi, you read the Mishnah, after everything's said and done, I ask you, read the Mishnah for me, Pshat. give me different possibilities. So one way to read Rabbi Yossi is like the Gemara Bava Kama. Amad v'gadar is only Amad Nikif and not Amad Nakif. Now I ask you, how much do you pay by Amad Nikif? So now you tell me. Chiya Barab says, Mekanin. Rafuna says, Mashigadar. So now I ask you, so Makif is Pater, right? The reasons we just gave. I don't need any of this. Now, but Nikif is different. Why Gali Daite? So what do you see? That the Gali Daite for Ravuna would mean, I see what? I see more. I see that you're Gali Daite, what you did. You made Avonim. You have to pay Avonim for everything. This is the Tosis on the third Ibai Seyma. Now, Tosis in Haggah. Let's see if we can start it. Haggah, Kasa B'Svarim. It's a short shiur, but we're trying to pack it in. Okay. Hakasa B'Svarim. Avo makif lo yoiv le ela d'mei revius. Now, this is interesting. So what he's saying is this. The gears that the Tosis had of makif and nikathika benayu is that Rabbi Yossi is the maker, right? And only Amad Nikif, not Amad Makif. And what about Amad Makif? So we've been assuming Amad Makif is what?
Pater.
Pater. If you read our Gemara, that's what we have in our Gemara. Like, take a look. The Gemara says, Lishnachrina, three lines from the bottom. Makif nikadika benayu, Tanakama Savram Gada Makif is Servius Nami Yoivle, even Gada Makif Yoivle, Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mabba Nikif Gada Zvius Hudi Yoivle, the Goli Daiti Denichale. Avam Gada Makif, the last words of the Amud, Lo Yoivle Midi. Clear. You don't pay for anything. But there was a Girsa that Tosus is now quoting. That, again, we're saying that Yossi is the one who says Amad Nikif, yes, Amad Makif, not, but not Amad Nakif lo yavle midi, like we have, but rather Makif lo yavle elad me revius. Now, that's a girsa that does not appear in our Gemara with regard to the pshat that Rabbi Yossi is the Mako and says only Amad Nikif. Where do we see such a girsa in our Gemara? That you pay for the fourth wall? In the first version of the Ibayis Ema, which is a different girsa completely in the Gemara, meaning that the Makif and Nikaf Ikabenayu is the flip the other direction, that the Mekel is who? The Tanakama. And he says only Amad Nikif and not Amad Makif, and of Yossi's Machmir, that's the girsa's Hagaonim, that's the girsa that Mith Hashem, we'll get to the Balamar, he's going to work with. And in that girsa, if you look at our Gemara, again, that was a girsa that some had, and we just have both pugged, you know, put after one after the other, but it's really one or the other. But there, what you see is, go back a few lines in the Gemara, right? Makev nikav ika benayu, tanakama savar, taimed amad nikav, galunis hakol, avo amad makif what? Look right in front of you. And no say, oh, the mayor vias. Yes, you have a loshna. So, okay, so we have to deal with that. That's, we haven't figured that out, what's going on here. What? But now we're going to do it with the other way, with Tosis. So the Tosis has in Haggah that he didn't have this earlier part, but he had a vestige of what we have in the earlier part of Gemara. In other words, that Rabbi Yossi, instead of saying, God the makif, lo yavle midi, but rather, God the makif, Rabbi Yossi would say what? He pays for the revius. Okay, so where's this coming from? The Tosis comments. The kasha, the minola, the yavle, afil d'mei revius, demlo yavle klal. This was a girsa that Tosis is working with. That Rabbi Yossi is the mekel amad nikif yochayev amad makif yochayev only for one. This is, where's that come from? Where's that come from? It shouldn't be anything. V'chein mashma perkeitz regel, and so it's mashma the sugi bava kamachav dafchav. The Ka'amar, the Gemara wants to be medaik from Rabbi Yossi. That's right, the two, the Yukim and the Gemara, about Zen Nana Bzeluchasr. So the Gemara is medaik. The Gemara assumes Rabbi Yossi is only Mechayev by Amad Nikif and not by Amad Makif. What's the Dika Gemara? Time of the Nikif, the Amad Nikif, Hamakif Pater, Shmamina, Zen Nana Bzeluchasr Pater. The Dachi, the Gemara pushes the Rai aside and says, Shiny Hasim, the Amuridi Salim Tir Bazuza. I don't need anything but a Shomer. So what do you see in that Gemara? The Gemara is assuming that in the case of Amad Makif for Rabbi Yossi, what do you pay?
Yeah.
Zero. So what do you make of this Haggah? The Tosa says, I'll tell you where it's coming from. And you can work it out. Dachi Kamar. That svara is valid. That svara is valid to the extent that what does it mean? It means that I am saying that I don't need you to give me this gratuitous benefit. That's always what it means, right? I don't need it. I didn't ask for it. I could have sufficed with a shulman. Hilkach patulis misela dalad ruchos. That's why you have to pay for all four. But still, what would you have to pay for and why? Perhaps, avo revius yisayeya. But for revius, you would have to pay because we have what could we implicitly assume that a person would do? The inlecha adam, let's pull back, let's revive, let's resuscitate that svara from the earlier tosis. The inlecha adam shu yisayeya lervius yagadim yabruchos. Now, Rabosai, this is a pellet atzum. You realize why? What did Tosis just say? That where does it come from that you pay for the fourth wall? Because for that, you can extract the agreement that there is an assumption he would pay for the fourth wall. So therefore, by Ahmed Makif, you could still get him to pay for what? Because for that he would do. If he's going to get the benefit of four walls and paying for one, why not? Such a discount. Okay, so ask me a bomb kashir. What? This is Rabbi Yossi. No. Rabbi Yossi would agree that Ahmed Makif, Tanakhama says you pay for all the walls. The Tanakhama Svara, what do you mean? What does the Tanakhama hold? Bein Abba Nigga, Bein Ahmed Makif. What does he hold? He doesn't accept the two Svarim Tirbezes. He assumes you pay Ahmed Makif. What? What's the Machokas? He holds that the field, that's what he says there on Ban, the field that you can assume here there is an implicit contract. I like the expression you brought to the table, to the conversation. There's an implicit understanding that he would like to pay for enclosure. This is what's going on. It's all made for that. It's all made for Kanan. That goes always goes for, you know, for the Shita that says that Yechayef Ahmed Makif, whoever it might be, that's always what we have to use. Right? But then we have the other argument saying, no, I didn't ask for it. I don't want it. So, according to the Rosh, he can't do it if he's Rav Shasak. Right? Okay, but basically, once you whatever you can assume he would do, Anan Sahadi, you pay for. The Tanakhama would bring in the Anan Sahadi. So you can assume that he'd pay for Kanan, fine. But if you don't accept, you don't accept it. What Tosis is saying here is, what do we bring? Not Anan Sahadi, but something similar to that. What would a person agree to? He would agree to pay for one and get four. One for four, that's a good deal. So therefore, Ahmed Makif does pay for one, because that much you assume he would do. But he does pay for the three, because that must be Anan Sadi about the Mekan and Bezol that he wouldn't. He doesn't buy the other. There's two different Anan Sadis floating in the air here. There's Anan Sadi of Mekan and Bezol, okay, take it or leave it. Then there's Anan Sadi of Ein Chada. Okay, so what we have here is Ein Chada, and we buy that. That we'll embrace. But on both sides. So therefore, you pay only for one. That's Ahmed Makif. And what changes now? What changes now? By Ahmed Nikif. Now what? What's the mile of Ahmed Nikif? The Gemara says. What is the mile of Ahmed Nikif? Goi daite de nichale. Goi daite de nichale. That what? There's nichale? For what? For all four.
No, he's not. He's just throwing the fourth one.
He's throwing the fourth the same way. He's an Adam. Engelcha Adam, right? He's an Adam. Yeah. The Nikif is an Adam. Engelcha Adam that wouldn't pay for one to get the benefit of four. So what do you have in the Goy Dai? What is it doing for us? More than before. Why would Ahmed Nikif make him chayiv on four? And Ahmed Makif make him chayiv on one? All I have in Ahmed Nikif is the same thing that I knew before anyway. I mean what I knew before he did anything, I would also be able to say would he go and do it? He acted the way we would assess him today. So where can you pull out of the fact that he was goli daite that he'd been happy with all four? Tell him. What's going on here?
He's building the whole wall.
No, but why does he pay for it? He's paying the whole wall.
By Makif, he's only paying half of that one wall. So he says, by Makif, if he's building the whole wall, that he wouldn't be willing to do. He'd be willing to pay one half of one wall.
Okay, good. You're thinking well. Okay. This is a bomb. Mamash married a Kakasha. Yeah, I hear. You think, but you think it's still not worth a bargain? It's not a bargain to pay for one wall with yourself? Not enough. Doesn't fit into that. You can assume that he's happy with it. Okay.
So I just was wondering why this is Kasha is not just a Kasha, like the key is. Why is it not just, like, when when we see the initial need, like why do we need?
Because this,
we
is need the, this is the girsa. Without this girsa, it's beautiful. It's goyavle midi. That's good.
I'm saying, like initially, when we saw, like the first time when we saw the nichele on the nikkav, like when we said that we could meet mechayevim for all four walls because of the nichele, why would this svara that maybe he only is paying for the fourth
because
wall?
Maybe in chadam is not a svara. Who says that we brought? But now you're telling me in mineo ve, you're telling me the svara is an emes svara, it's a true svara, because by amad makif he has to pay for one, because you're willing to run with the svara and pin him the obligation to pay for the one. That's why amad makif he'd be chayev. Toward one. So now when Ahmed Nikif, so your nafkamina is interesting, Shaul's bits enough to answer Akasha. He is paying for the whole thing himself. Okay. And there he'd be paying, sharing the cost. Okay. This is one Kasha to think about. Okay. There's another Kasha, but we're running late. We have another Pasha and Pasha Pshadi in the Cheshbin of this Girsa. Yeah. Okay, we'll see where we're going to go from here. We have to figure it out. We have the Balamor, we have the Ramban, we have another piece of Gemara we have to look at. We'll see where we go. But let me hear any other questions. Questions? No? Good. Okay. So we should daven mincha, right? And then with Hashem, we'll go to... okay.